Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been prepping these best of shows. I've been thinking about the format of the show because I always want to evolve the show. I want it to be inside of my brain, but I want it to invoke something inside of the listener. And I don't regret any of the shows that we've done. I go back and listen to the very beginning of when I started radio, and I think those shows were horrible, but they were a learning experience of where we are today. And I want to continue to evolve and for you to continue to evolve and for your mind to get more charged and energized with each show. And so we play around with formats. And the good news about not having a show like Rush Limbaugh, for example, is I can play around with the format. And I think even Rush, to some degree, he got to the point where he said, I don't care. I'll talk about the news of the day. I'll talk about this or that. But you always got to make the bigger point. And that's what I want to evolve to, is where it doesn't matter when you pick up a show. You can say, I can listen to Kevin anytime because it's going to be relevant. And I can tell you when that revelation hit me. It hit me probably in the last 6 months, but more recently in the last 3 weeks, where I said, the news is the news. When you've been doing this as long as I have, what you figure out is that there are no real changes. The people change. Oh, an NFL person is under arrest because he's been burglarized something. That's in the news today. Or he hit his wife. I saw a story where a wife punched her NFL husband. Big deal. In other words, entertainers, Hollywood weirdos, etc. are going to always do something weird and crazy, and we're going to talk about it. But talk about it in what context? Talk about it in the context of these young black athletes have no idea of what life is about, and neither do the people that they pursue, the women that they pursue. They don't even know what to go after because they're fatherless. Or they've been coddled, or they're part of the Generation Z where everybody gets a trophy and we should all be happy, our whining. We should be whining all the time, even though you should be extremely excited about your life. It doesn't matter. I saw a story. Moderate Dems want to look into the COVID origins. There's no such thing as a moderate Dem. Just like there's no such thing as a transgender. Oh, Kevin, you're in hot water for that. There is no such thing as a transgender. You can believe you've changed from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, but the fact is your body hasn't. So we can play around with terminology. Look, I'm not saying there aren't people who believe that or people who want to change from a man to a woman, but just because you want to change from a man to a woman doesn't make it happen. I joked the other day in a speech I wrote, and I said, just because I put my dog in a tuxedo doesn't make him my best man. So we look at these crazy ideas. A moderate Democrat. There is no moderate Democrat. You're a Democrat hiding out. You're a Democrat that says, I don't have the guts to switch because my district is Democrat. You don't have the balls. You're too chicken to expose who you really are, Manchin. Well, there's no moderation there. Democrats are idiots. You're either for sanity or you're not. By the way, there's no such thing as a rhino. You're either a true Republican who put the word Republic in Republican and that words I can in Republican, or you're an idiot. Those are your choices. Sorry to use such tough love on you so early. By the way, this is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. You can get a hold of me at 844-551-8255. You come here for sanity to this radio show, and I do my best to deliver it. Sometimes we can get a little flighty and we can have a little bit of fun, sometimes too much fun. But at the end of the day, you come here for sanity. You want to know, Kevin, am I on the right track thinking about this? And let me just help you out. 95% of the time, there I go using my statistics. My kids would already start Googling. No, you're dead. You're wrong. You're already on the right track. Because you have a superpower called common sense, the same way I have it. You just don't use yours as often because you don't have a radio show. You have other things to do. Anyway, if you're playing a moderation game, it's usually about ego. You want to satisfy somebody. Where, you know, your kids come up and go, well, so Dad, I did this, and then, you know, Kirk, he did this, and who's right? And you, well, you're both kind of right, you know. And don't misunderstand me, there are times when that applies, but I'm saying most of the time you can pick a side. And it isn't that difficult. Who hit who first? Well, he didn't. Okay, well, then whatever happened after that is your fault, because you shouldn't have hit him. Now get out of here. I got work to do. So I talk about leftists a lot. I want to talk about, and we had a story. Well, there's a lot we want to talk about. So here's the first thing I want to do. I want to give you some evidence, again, that the left is losing. And they're losing in an area where they shouldn't be losing. It's a very simple fix for them not to lose. And it has to do with sports, ratings, etc. I have news for you on inflation. Because Joey Demento, the right-hand man to baby black Jesus who got cheated into office, he can't run an economy. So he's looking for anybody, any scapegoat. His own VP, sister girl, she's a scapegoat. Woo flu cases, bad news for the left. They want to scare you. It isn't going to work. But by the way, as you listen to these stories, I don't care whether we're talking H1N1, I don't care whether we're talking swine flu. I don't care whether we're talking Ebola or whatever. Watch how it all fits. You should be able to listen to this podcast 15 years from now and go, wow, that brother was pathetic. Not pathetic, prophetic. I want to make sure we get the word right. He could see the future. He knew what was coming. I can. You want to know why? Because I'm observant. And I know the cyclical nature of insanity. You know, you keep doing the same thing over and over, and we're just as insane because we allow it. We allow these people to talk about racism and sexism and homophobia and all the other crap that we absolutely are not. I'm going to tell you, they are sick on the other side. Sick to a point, I have so many things I could talk about today. I could talk about a 15 years ago. I can talk about 5 years from now, God willing, if I'm alive. I will give you leftists that you'll go, they did what? They said what? It'll blow your mind. And I'm going to begin with a guy that committed suicide a while back, a Holly weirdo. And I'm going to use his life as a backdrop because he's back in the news. But this happened years ago. It's relevant again today for everything I'm going to talk to you about. And we'll also talk about global climate change because NASA smacked it in the face. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Pick a Side. That's what I've been talking about. Pick a freaking side. Oh, Kevin, there's lots of gray area. There is. There's gray area in life. I'll admit it. Let me tell you, most of the time, life's decisions are pretty much just cut and dry. Pick a side. What do you want to eat? Boom. Pick a side. You a meat eater or you a vegan? I'm oversimplifying, but I'm making the bigger point that when people say to me, Kevin, look, we got to pay attention to the other side. We have to look at them. I say, why would I look at people who ultimately death spiral into insanity? Why would I look at them? Why would I use them as my role model? I joke, why would I pick Janine Garofalo to be the protector of black people? Remember when she said that if you were against Obama, it was straight up racism? And I made the comment, why would Barack Obama, as feckless and worthless as he was, would he pick Janine Garofalo to fight for him? Even that big sissy knows better than that. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I mean, if I'm going to pick a warrior, I'm not picking any of the spokespeople that the Democrats talk about. There's a quiet person that thinks of themselves as a Democrat, probably a JFK-era Democrat that says, Kevin, I'm willing to fight for you. And he's a freaking gladiator. But it ain't anybody that I've ever seen stand up and talk for me. It's always, who was Hillary's VP? You remember that, the guy she chose for VP? It's guys that look like him. Male hyenas. The runts, you know? They want to, I'll stand up for black people, Kevin. I'll do it. No thanks. I'm pretty much okay fighting on my own. If I get to pick you or fight myself, I'll tell you what. I'll just fight it out on my own. I don't even need you. Maybe you could call 911 or something like that, but don't bother to fight because you're not a fighter. They're losers. If you haven't noticed, Democrats are cheaters, scam artists, scumbags and skanks. They only know one way to win, and that is to cheat. And they build propaganda machines, they build misinformation, everything, and they will do whatever it takes. Do you realize that, I think it was David Axelrod, who said something like, Democrats were well known for throwing a brick through our own campaign offices, then calling the police to say somebody threw a brick through our campaign office. I argued that against David Schuster on MSNBC years ago, when they said a Democrat's campaign office was attacked, and I said, you probably did it yourselves. Democrats are vile people. I'm telling you, the worst people on the earth. And until we make them understand that, they think they're good. They think they're the goody two-shoes. They are never happy. People, Kevin, you know, black people need to get this and that. I don't care if you gave black people critical race theory. You talk. First of all, if you want to teach black people history, are you kidding? There's an old saying, if you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book. You think this rewriting of black history is going to satisfy black folks? We elected a black president that didn't satisfy black folks. You think reparations is going to satisfy black folks? Give black people reparations. The first thing out of their mouths would be, well, that wasn't enough. If that was supposed to end it all, there's never going to be a solution to a leftist problem. You remember what I taught you about the Hegelian dialectic? There's never a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. America's racist. I don't have any evidence of it, but it could be really bad if you let it get out of control. That's number two. And oh, by the way, we'll fix it. Well, how are you going to fix it? Because I thought there were many things that would fix it. The $17 trillion you spent fixing it, that didn't do it. The mountain of evidence that shows that black folks can do whatever. I don't remember anybody getting water cannons and shot at them and German Shepherds sicked on them. I don't remember seeing any white-only and colored-focus-only things since I've been growing up, since I've grown up. I've seen lots of examples of blacks who've done well. So what's the beef? The beef is they'll never fix it because that's not what they're supposed to do. And they're never happy. Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the most brilliant actors in Hollywood. You know how he died? With a heroin needle in his arm. The nanny took the kids to the park. He used that in his Upper East Side apartment in New York as an opportunity to shoot up heroin into his arm. Couldn't wait for his kids to be gone so he could enjoy his real favorite pastime, which is shooting dope in his vein. Brilliant actor, more money than God, rolls out the wazoo. Dies with a needle sticking out of his arm in the bathroom and a maid finding him with the kids in the other room. You think you can make these leftists happy? Anthony Bourdain. Here's an article. He says, what the F am I doing here? Anthony Bourdain's unmistakable voice comes in over rousing opening credit montage of the new documentary Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain. This dude was a cook. A chef. No offense, I love good food, but he's no star. But he was made into a star. Good looking dude, silver, probably had everything you can imagine. I mean, tall, handsome dude, could tan, could pass if he wanted to, Dolezal, you get what I'm saying? He's a good looking guy. And I don't know what his life was, but he was dedicated to leftism. He hated Donald Trump. Constantly talk, I wouldn't cook a Donald Trump a meal. I'd poison Donald Trump. You remember that's what he said. He would poison Donald Trump if he had a chance to cook him a meal. He was doing, what was it called? Something Unknown. It was a great show. Think about this. You have a show. You're a chef. And you travel all around the world doing what? Checking out different cuisines. That's what you do. That would be, I can't even imagine. You know, okay, traveling all over the world. I love piano. Playing piano for audiences who love you. Traveling all over the world, showing your art. Traveling all over the world, giving speeches on what you know about. Speeches about your kids and getting paid for it. What is your passion? I don't know. But can you imagine getting a TV show to do your passion, what you love to do, and you're still not happy? They say it's going to be in theaters. One minute I was standing next to a deep fryer. The next I was watching the sunset over the Sahara. That's from the thing, from his show. But then it goes on. It's a jarring moment. Just over 3 years after Bourdain was found dead by suicide at the age of 61 in a France hotel room by his good friend Eric Ripert, he is returned to us in voiceover. Although now we know he is uniquely unreliable narrator. Here's a little preemptive truth-telling, Bourdain's eerie narration continues. There's no happy ending. Wow. See, that's the deal. When it comes to leftism, there's no happy ending. This is a man doing exactly what he wants to do. No gun to his head, no pressure in any way, except the pressure of leftism. The pressure of always having to play the game. The pressure of knowing I'm not who I really am. But this is what I have to do. I have to say I would poison Trump, even though I probably like him. I have to do this or that. Why else would this good-looking, well-paid dude doing exactly what he wants to do, what he wants to do in his life, commit suicide?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is holding a COVID-19 press briefing. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that more outbreaks of the coronavirus are happening where people are not vaccinated.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage.
Walensky saying the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are the most effective after having two shots. Charges are being brought against three people in connection with a boat accident that killed 17 people in southwestern Missouri. The 17 people were aboard the Ride the Ducks tourist boat when it sank in Table Rock Lake in July of 2018. The charges include first-degree involuntary manslaughter and then were filed against the captain, the general manager, and the manager on duty. USA Radio News. The Pentagon says 70% of active duty service members have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The Department of Defense saying 62% of active duty members are fully vaccinated. In a video on social media, former Raytheon executive, now Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, says it will take all of us to control the virus. A recent European Union court ruling has many thinking the decision could lead to discrimination.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ask any reformed Democrat about his or her former party, and you know what you'll see in their eyes, what you'll get in their answer? Relief. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to check out the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. They're the things that we offer you that we use that will save you money, save you time, save you effort, save you aggravation, whatever. And in some cases, are just good entertainment, and they help us just a little bit. You know, incrementalism is how we win the fight. Every single day, if you told one person that, you met, hey, I listen to this guy on the radio, it wouldn't take very long for us to make some serious headway. I'll talk more about that down the road. And we do a terrible job of promotion because we're not good at it. We're good at creation. The reason why you're here is because you get something different than you get on any other radio show. And by the way, that's what every radio show will tell you. Mark Levin, all of them. They're good shows. You get what you want from them. But you come here quite often. Many of you do. And we're just asking, do a little bit. Help us out. Because that little bit, that little extra is what, you know, who, you never know, right? You just never know. Anyway, Democrats are relieved when they leave their party, when they can get out of that cult. Because it's a death spiral. It's no good. It never ends good. Anything that they, I can almost speak in absolutes here. Anything these people touch, it is absolute nonsense. They are the most uninformed, unscientific people on the planet. They react with emotion. What's sad is they react with emotion without knowing anything. It would be like, you know, grandma got shot. What? Somebody got to die up in here. Yeah, but she did it cleaning her own gun. Oh, shoot. I didn't know. They don't care. It's just an immediate guttural reptilian reaction. I swear, I believe this in my heart of hearts. They are just barely one level above a reptile. That's it. They're trained to respond so quickly. No analytics, no critical thinking, just boom, here, boom, boom. Well, I got a story that'll prove. I got 50 stories today. And that's why I tell you guys all the time, it doesn't even matter what the story is. The metaphor is, Leftists are stupid. So what are the climate alarmists going to do with this news that I'm about to share with you? Because, see, these snake oil salesmen just got their product. You know, it's like somebody came along and smashed all the snake oil in their wagon as they were going from city to city and back in the old West selling this crap. AOC and other climate alarmists have predicted global climate change as the biggest existential threat to mankind. Meaning, you know, it's looming out there. It's bigger than nuclear weapons. It's bigger than all the wars man could create. It's bigger than all the earthquakes and volcanoes going off, etc. It is the biggest existential threat. It's something we don't even pay attention to. We just do it every day with our fossil fuel usage, etc., etc. Yeah. Did we talk about California having to go back to the go off of their green standard because they don't have enough electricity? Not Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom having to issue an executive order that says, look, let's go back to the black dirty energy because we don't have enough energy in California. That's what's happening right now. I don't know if we talked about it, but we should. So this biggest existential threat just got one-upped by what NASA is reporting. See, the global climate change, man-made global climate change, was going to make the sea levels rise and all kinds of stuff. Now, of course, none of it's happened. Summer is still summer in Arizona, and winter is still winter in Colorado. But it doesn't matter. And look, we've got plenty of evidence. Look, I'm telling you, it's so frustrating. We have plenty of evidence where there were lush green lands, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa, and there was without man's automobiles and whatever, it became a desert. And it's just what the world does. It moves soil and stuff around. Go do the research and see how much dust gets carried in the air. They can tell you that the dust in the Antarctic came from Africa. I'm not exaggerating it one bit. So we've got the world, it's constantly changing, moving dust around, moving the water around, you know, because we have the jet stream, we have the ocean currents, etc. We have volcanoes creating new earth, we have oceans eroding old earth, rivers, you know, with mudslides and all that, because earth is always going to be fixing itself. It would be like looking at your skin. If you could do the microcosm of your own body and you looked at your skin and the little microorganisms on your skin are going, oh my gosh, you know, he did this or he did that. So imagine your skin is comfortable and then you go out in the sun and it's hot as heck and it kills a certain number of little microorganisms in the news. Today we had a heat wave because the dude decided to go golf. You know, in 100-degree temperature. And so many microorganisms were killed today when there was an unexpected heat wave. That's the way I look at this. I really do. We're these little microorganisms on this planet, and things are changing because the person that's in charge of the body, if you will, decides he wants to go out and play some golf. And it's unseasonably hot. Or that person decides to go skiing. And they go, it's unseasonably cold. And they go, it's man-made global climate change. No, in our case it is because we're the power that be. But there's nothing you can do to change weather. Yet we're still having a stupid discussion about it. And we're giving it credence. Why aren't there Republicans out there with a set that say, you know what I'm saying, a set of male genitalia that say, yo, you people are selling this nonsense, and all you're doing is talking about weather. That's it. If I open the door to my office right now, to this studio, I will change the weather in this room. Because whatever the temperature is out in the room, there, if there's a differential, something's going to happen. So anyway, this big existential threat that is based on the science of nothing now get some real science, because NASA chimed in and they say the world faces an onslaught of coastal flooding starting in the mid-2030s due to a wobble in the moon's orbit. a wobble in the moon's orbit. So all this doomsday prophesying that AOC and them are doing, we're all dead. Okay. In 12 years, what'd she say, 2 years ago? So in 2030, the moon's wobble is going to create a problem. And I'm going to talk about it more in more depth. But here's what I'm telling you. This is science. I'll give you another example. They talk about these strange periods where the Earth does something really weird. And you know what happened? Science figured it out. Science went, you know what happens? There's a period where the moon has a certain tilt. And the Earth is in this place in the sun. And it happens every X number of hundreds or 10,000 years or whatever. Just because they can now measure all of these things to a level of sophistication and a level of exact, you know, an exacting nature, that they know exact that when these types of weather conditions occur, it's because the Earth is at the only time it's going to be at that angle and for only 3 days or something like that. It's like looking at when Moses did the Ten Commandments and he parted the Red Sea. That happened, and then they figured out there's a time when the sea actually does go down to 1 foot in that area. And so it was able to happen. That's what happens, folks. It's all got an explanation that has to do with how God created this very, very strange planet that we live on that may very well be the only type of life that, I mean, I'm not saying, man, you can believe in UFOs or whatever, but I'm saying the type of life that we have where man is constantly evolving. Right? Or are we evolving? That may be the real question. So NASA says the moon has a wobble. Now, if you recall, I told you guys that the moon moves away from the Earth. I saw this in the science deal. I didn't know it at the time. But the moon moves away from the Earth 3 inches every year. And given how the moon affects the tides and things like this, that's an issue. It means at some point, you know, hundreds of thousands of years from now, the moon's not going to have the gravitational pull on the Earth. And the Earth is temporary. Why do you think people get to be 80 years old and they come to this idea that, you know, I'm not going to be here forever? We were talking about this the other day. Would you want to live forever? No. As much as it sounds like it, when you're a kid, you think you do. As you get older, you're like, I don't want to be that. Anyway, more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing the farce of global climate change, the weather that has been weaponized against us. Weaponized. The air that we breathe, the water that we ingest, all of it. Weaponized because somebody figured out they can get money using the Hegelian dialectic to say, hey, look, global climate change, man is affecting the earth in terrible ways, right? So they give us a problem, weather. They say weather is going to destroy us, is an existential threat. And oh, by the way, we can't do anything to fix it, but we can raise the alarm and get you to give us some money to make you think we can fix it.
Has anybody ever said to AOC, hey, listen, this is great. So let's just give, you have unlimited money. How are you going to fix it? Because here's what I want to know. When I give you these trillions of dollars, are you going to stop earthquakes and tsunamis and tornadoes and mudslides and floods? Whatever. What are you going to do? Because if you can't guarantee me you're going to stop all that, I don't want to give you any more money. Why doesn't somebody have the guts to stand up and say that? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We got weenies representing us. The common sense.
Well, Kevin, they do have the data of the hockey stick.
I don't need any data for somebody to answer a very simple question to me. If I hand you trillions of dollars, what are you going to do? You're going to stop the emission of CO2? Because last time I checked, we need that to keep the radiation, the heat inside of the Earth. I know that, and I'm no Dr. Bill Nye the science guy.
Well, I kind of am. I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, but that's a whole other thing.
So what else? What else are you going to stop the winds? You're going to stop storms? How are you going to do it? I would love to know your solution to this. Well, all it's going to be is we will have clean energy and it's going to be a much cleaner world. Hey, let me tell you something, AOC. Get your butt outside of New York. Go look at the fresh air in Schenectady. Because in the city, it may look all, ooh, look at it, this is terrible. It's like people in L.A.
It's horrible out there, man. It's terrible.
Well, go leave L.A. Go 15 miles outside of L.A. and watch what you find. Good, clean, fresh air. Go to some river on a farm near you, and you'll find good, clean, fresh water. I mean, it's amazing how these people think. They get so trapped in their own worlds, which, by the way, is how they get trapped in the leftism. Go listen to any of my shows. I will tell you what leftism is about. It is destructive beyond belief. Anyway, this NASA report says there's a wobble in the moon. And here's what they say we can expect in 2030. Numbers of floods could quadruple as the gravitational effects of the lunar cycle combine with climate change to produce a decade of dramatic increases in water disasters. So NASA still has to sell the idea that the moon's wobble and climate change, knowing that the moon's wobble is the reason for any of these potential things that could happen. The space agency said coastal cities could experience rapidly increasing high tide floods, and they would occur in clusters lasting a month or longer. The main cause was a regular wobble in the moon's orbit, which was first recorded in 1728. And here's what NASA said. What's new is how one of the wobble's effects on the moon's gravitational pull, the main cause of Earth's tides, will combine with rising sea levels resulting from the planet's warming. Now, what they won't tell you is this. Wherever we're going to be at that time, it's because of the Earth's tilt or whatever. It has zero to do with what man's doing. Zero. Let me ask you, I've asked this question many times. What do you think impacts the world more? Nature or the things that man does? Let me ask you, here's a better way to put it. When there's a flood in India, what can man do about it? I've watched earth slides, mudslides, volcanoes, you name it, tsunamis. I've never seen anything man put up to stop it. Never. Not one time. You can know, in Japan, they know that a tsunami can come based on earthquakes out in the Pacific. And you know what they do? They don't have some big wall, some barrier. You know, they sound an alarm. Beep, boom, beep, boom, get off the beach. Because there is nothing we can do. Put it another way. We know cyclones, hurricanes, volcanoes, whatever. Call it whatever you want. all these different things we talked about, these weather disasters, natural disasters, you know they're coming. What do? What's the most they can do? If there's an avalanche, yeah, they have these barriers, but when that snow comes down and it destroys every major house on the hill, every resort or whatever, what can man? Man knows in the Swiss Alps there's going to be avalanches. The best they can do is they go up there, they take dynamite and they shoot it and they cause the avalanche to occur in smaller avalanches so that it never gets to the big one. Because let me put it to you this way. There is nothing man can do to stop the big one. You ever seen? They know. Volcanoes give you plenty of notice that they're going to happen. What do? Nothing. We need to evacuate the island. If man is so powerful, then give me a protection. Build me a dome. Make me be able to stay on the island no matter what. California is known for what? Earthquakes? Well, why don't they stitch it up? Why don't they say, hey, we're going to put on the San Andreas Fault, we're going to put a big zipper on San Andreas Fault, and we're going to stop it from opening up. Why hasn't man created some big zipper that when the next earthquake is going to hit, they say, oh, don't worry about it. We got the big zipper on there. Because there's nothing they can do. But here's what they want you to believe. You've created problems that they can solve. And all it takes is, well, you want to guess? Money. They haven't solved the cyclical nature of earthquakes in California. And all they do is go, well, we'll try to measure and let you know as far in advance as we can. All the tornadoes that happen in Tornado Alley that hit every single year, they can't do anything. They just tell you, well, it's tornado season. You better make sure you've got your bunker or whatever. Hurricanes are going to hit Florida at a certain time of the year or the East Coast. What do they tell you? Well, you better board up and be prepared to leave. They haven't solved a single thing. They haven't given you one barrier, but they want to spend trillions of your dollars because global climate change. It's weather that occurs every single year. It's going to cost billions of dollars every single year. We know it. And you know what we do? We're like ants. If somebody comes over and kicks over the anthill and we rebuild it because that's what we do. This is like the ant knows some idiot, some horse is going to walk by and step on my anthill, and I'm going to bite back to get off my anthill so I can rebuild it. And we do it over and over and over. And we've been doing it since the beginning of man. But they want you to believe they can fix it because now they got a name for it. It's global this, it's global that. Oh, we can do it. It's an existential threat. And here's the bigger threat. What the solar system is doing. The moon's wobble has more impact on the tides than anything man can do. Just like I said the other day, I said one volcano going off, I'm talking about with a big enough, decent explosion, is more than all the CO2 man has created in our lifetimes. And yet, we're still talking about this nonsense. And let me tell you what the left are doing. They're trying to figure out how do they profit from this news. How can they blame the moon's wobble, on man? Like, maybe when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, he threw the moon out of whack. That's what Hank Johns was. When he stepped on the moon, Neil Armstrong, did he tilt the moon in such a way that it could flip over? Somebody please answer that question for me. How heavy was Neil Armstrong? And if the moon was floating, then he could really mess with it like a balloon, right? These people are crazy. So they say this wobbles 18.6 years to do. Look, it happened in the 1700s, or they measured it back then. They said, oh, we figured out the moon's wobbling. We have to know a lot more about it now. So I don't know. But they're talking about when the tides are going to be amplified, etc. Do your research, but understand it ain't global climate change.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.